519?
From 281-944-5524. So I'm just giving you guys a phone call back because apparently my social security number has been compromised. I mean, what should I do?
I'll let you know, ma'am. So the number which I have for you is 281-944.
5524. That's the number you guys called me from. I'm calling you back. That's how I reached you.
No, I'm asking on which phone number of yours you received the message.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one you see right now on your caller ID. That's the one.
650361.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
And when did you receive the call? Today or yesterday?
Today.
All right. Can I get your last name, ma'am, first of all?
Yeah, it's Muller.
All right, Ms. Miller, before we proceed further, I want you to tell you that, as I can see in your case file, your social security number has been compromised and it has been used in many major crimes in the state of Texas.
So I don't know.
The last travel to Texas.
Can you, I mean, what kind of crimes? I mean, hopefully no fraud or anything, right? I mean, I've got some stuff pending, man.
I understand, ma'am, but we have found your social security number and your personal information with many major crimes in the state of Texas, and currently there are many fraudulent activities running under your social security number. So, Ms. Miller, before I proceed further, I need to verify whether I'm speaking with the correct person or not. So, can you confirm me with the last 4 digits of your social security number?
Yes, 6723.
Verified, ma'am, with the 6723.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I mean, I have a few, I mean, so, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I have kind of a criminal record out here in California, and, I mean, is that showing up in Texas? Is my case is gonna be affected?
Like, what kind of criminal record do you have with your, like, in your state?
There are a couple of them. I mean, so, honestly, I mean, you guys already know my information anyway, you're gonna see this. So there was like this chick, right? And we were at a hotel, and then I don't know, we kind of got into a fight, and then we just decided to leave the hotel because they said they were gonna call the cops, right? But then we were driving up the road, and so basically it's on the news actually what happened. You know, this chick just started talking shit, right? And you can already see this, man. You already know the story, and basically I tried to kill her, dude. I left her on the road. She fucking was on the news this morning.
Mom,
there's a warrant out, man.
Is it a recorded line? You're not allowed to use profanity.
I mean, you gotta understand, dude. That it was on the news, man. Like, they're gonna fucking find me, bro.
Under your records.
They're gonna fucking find me, man. Like, she was on the news, bro. She identified me by name. What's gonna happen, dude? I mean, like, come on, fucking Texas. I don't want no Texas Ranger coming after me. I don't want to get fucking eagle kicked in my windshield, are you kidding me?
Calm down, ma'am. Miss Miller, calm down. Take a deep breath.
I can do that, man. I can do that.
Alright. So, Miss Miller, before we proceed further, I want your statement, like, I want you to know that you're on the federally recorded line. A 5A call, which means 5 government affiliations are listening to this call. Under the Act of 1947, this has been recorded and monitored by the Department of Justice. So whatever you say or commit on this federally recorded line could go against you or in your favor inside the courthouse of Texas.
Does it matter? I'm already on the news. They already got my name anyway. Yeah, dude. Like, they already know. I fucking tried to kill her, man. I tried to fucking kill her. I left her on the goddamn road. I can't fucking believe it, man. I can't fucking believe it, bro. Help me. Fucking help me.
Mom. As your social security number is...
I tried to fucking kill her, bro! Hey, check it out. I'm gonna come to you, okay? Like, I got this thing on my phone. I'm gonna come to you guys, alright? I'll be at your door in a little bit.
I'll let you know, ma'am. Miss Miller, first of all, you need to calm down, and you need to listen to me very carefully.
So no, bro, you fucking listen to me. I'm trying to tell you what happened. You're just giving me bullshit. You know what?
I believe
fuck you. I'm coming over. Alright, you know what? You're next, motherfucker. I got your number. Welcome to How I Got Arrested. My name is Aris Rivers. I'm a real-life bail agent living and operating in California, and somewhat on the daily, I'll be sharing short stories with you about real-life people and how they got arrested. Some of the stories you hear may still be pending cases, and these true stories are about how people ended up in custody. not necessarily about what they actually did. If you've got a story, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Facebook at user handle gotmeonsomebs. If you like what you hear, please share with your friends and family. There's nothing better than word of mouth, and I'd love to do this full time one day and pay some bills. Okay, let's get into it.